If you listen to my programs, you will most probably have noticed how much I care for Africa. African issues, African stories, African tragedies and African joys. Interviews with Africans and with African experts have peppered my slot here at the English Feature Programme ever since I started. But often it hasn't been easy to speak to people directly, and I've had to settle for crackly long-distance telephone interviews and the lack of personal contact with my interviewees. So you can imagine how happy I was to hear that Africa was coming here to the Vatican. Yes, I'm referring to the Synod for Africa that is currently taking place in the Vatican Synod Hall, just down the road from the radio. The protagonists there are bishops, priests and laity from each of the 53 African nations, as well as from Orthodox, Anglican and Protestant churches on the continent. What a chance for me to actually get to meet them and to talk to them about their hopes and their fears. And what a range of subjects and situations to be able to analyse. One of the issues I have at heart is the importance or the role of the media when it comes to what is probably the most forgotten, the most neglected, the most exploited of continents. I marched up to the Synod Hall with my microphone and my special accreditation for the event, determined to inject meaning into what I do.
I'm going to ask you a question that is a bit focused on what we do. Do you think the media have a role in bringing peace to Africa?
The media have a very, very important role. Actually, the media conditions what we think and how we perceive the events. So the role of the media is paramount.
Bishop George Biguzi is the bishop of the Diocese of Makeni in Sierra Leone.
Depending from what they decide to stress, it can give a sense of direction, of hope. It can help to reconcile. It can help for avoid violence, violent reactions. So it can also work very negatively. Now, thinking of Africa, what comes to my mind is that radio in Burundi during the genocide of the Thousand Hills, you know, that spread, it put really poison in the mind of the people. So, the role of the media is paramount. It can be very deadly, but it can be also very good to spread God's word and bring peace and hope to the people. So I really look forward to a great role of the media.
Yes, depending on what the media decides to stress, it can give a sense of hope. It can help to reconcile. But it can also work very negatively. And not only in the sense that Bishop Biguzi just illustrated by being instrumentalised and by spreading poison, as did Radio Burundi in 1994, but also, as Cardinal Gabriel Zubeya Wako, Archbishop of Khartoum in Sudan, says, by not being independent and by portraying a reality that is not real at all.
Some media has struggled to do something. But their influence is very weak, because I think most of the media in the outside are affected by political, or they say political correct things. And so if I said in this village here so many people were massacred, and they were massacred by the government, military and so on, then the Sudanese government comes, no, this is a lie. Nothing has happened like that. People are all peaceful. And then they send films and so on which portray the people as living peacefully and no problem and so on. So they say there's nothing.
Cardinal Wako's dramatic words touch on yet another fundamental problem that is central to the role of the media, and that is press freedom, or rather, the lack of it. This issue, which is dramatically poignant in nations not only in Africa but across the globe, is a cornerstone of social justice and is crucial to the very building of peace. And speaking again of the reality in his country, Sudan, Cardinal Wacko says it is also a vital requisite in trying to guarantee the right to religious freedom and practice.
Now, when these people come to Khartoum, they go on Sundays to the churches and they said, oh, the churches are full, there is no persecution. I asked them, what do you understand by persecution? Say they expect to see Christians hiding or Christians being killed and so on. But I said, there are so many other forms of persecution, and this is going on here. And then don't forget that when there is problem among for the faithful, they tend to come together more strongly, even that's of companionship, people who are in solidarity with them. And so they come in very great numbers for the services and so on. So these are some of the problems we have.
And from another area of Africa, the very southern one, where press freedom, it seems, is a reality, I received a very different and encouraging, may I say, opinion regarding the importance of the press. Do you think the media has a role in building peace in Africa?
I'll tell you, in South Africa, the reason why South Africa has not yet collapsed is because the media is keeping the government on its toes. I have no doubt about that in my mind.
Archbishop Buti Tlagale is the Metropolitan Archbishop of Johannesburg and the president of the Southern African Bishops' Conference.
The whole Zuma struggle, for example, over, what, 7-8 years, when he was first accused, I mean, this has been kept in the limelight by the media. The corruption that's going on in government, in the civil service, and any of these things, it's the media that's keeping the community informed, that's keeping the government on its toes, holding them to account. So the media has a huge role to play. There is no question about that. Once the voice of the media disappears, then you have dictators emerging, then you have your whole country sliding into, I don't know, into very lower levels of corruptions and abuse of power, etc. So the media has a great role to play. And that is why in Zimbabwe, for example, when they were critical of Mugabe, Mugabe simply banned the newspapers.
Absolutely.
You know, so no, I have no doubt that communication today, the media, is one powerful tool of upholding democracy.
Archbishop Buti mentioned Zimbabwe, a nation that is particularly dear to me. In the past few years, I could say it has almost been my tiny, probably insignificant mission to bring the struggle and the pain of its people to the attention of whomever listens. And his words reminded me of a meeting I had some months ago with a strongly motivated man called Garvin Augustine, who is studying to become a priest, and who belongs to an association called Mustard Seed Communities that looks after children with disabilities and with children who are infected or affected with HIV/AIDS in Zimbabwe.
How important is it to keep Zimbabwe in the tension of the rest of the world? I mean, after the election, it just slipped away from the headlines. You know, everybody was thinking about it because of the election, because there was some political movement going on. Nobody talks about Zimbabwe anymore.
Well, you tell me, that's the media. I mean, if a hot story remains on the headlines for as long as it's attracting attention, I mean, then something else comes around and that goes down the rung. I think it's important in any crisis situation. It's important to keep people keep the message out there that people are hungry, that people are dying. In this day and age, people are still dying of AIDS. I mean, why? When in the West, people are not, you know, that is unheard of. Why are people dying of AIDS in Africa? Why are people hungry in Africa when in the West, you know, we waste so much? So I think it's important to keep those stories in the news, whether it's Zimbabwe, whether it's Uganda, whether it's Somalia. I mean, it's important to keep these stories where people are sensitized, where people are informed, in spite of whatever, in spite of differences, in spite of political differences, I think we have a responsibility to care for the other. We can't allow political or ideological differences to prevent us caring for our brother and sister.
That has always been my thought as well. And it's great to hear that it is shared by someone who is directly involved in caring and building peace and happiness where it is much needed. So our role is important, very important when it's free and fair. And as Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, Bishop of Durban in South Africa, and one of the delegate presidents of the Synod told me, it is so especially when it comes from the heart.
Do you think the role of the media is important in helping get the message through?
I think extremely important, and I think the main role of the media is, I would say, let's move away from the glass is half empty syndrome, the bad news about Africa, and say that glass is half full. Let's give the good news of Africa. And that did come across in one of the presentations.
There is good news coming out of Africa, isn't there?
Yes, there is, yes. And one of the things that came out was, please, if you talk about Africa, talk with love. Because love is going to make the difference. If you're only criticizing and there's no love, it's not going to make much difference. It's going to be negative. But if you talk about us with love, talk to us with love, it's going to make a difference.